Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Mike Shope.
Hey, put a little. I never get this line out the first time. It's not even good. Hey, put a little bit more in there, cowboy.
And the bulldog.
What's your degree in?
Kicking ass and taking names.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
For those wondering, the line presented by FanDuel has been postponed until 5:48. Technical issue precluded us from bringing that to you earlier. So that'll be at 5:48. The line presented by FanDuel. Still to come. You haven't missed it.
Technical issues.
Technical issues.
Technical issues.
They happen.
Yeah.
So I think we've talked about, for you and I talked about like the Bills' likability, different topics along the way. Christian Benford on the injury report today. That's something. I just think, call in with what you want. I mean, you might get on. I think the most interesting discussion, even though it's been the one we've kind of resorted to over and over this week, is just what will happen here in these four games. And I started today with you on how this game might not be as big as even you might want it to be or think of it as. I did Matthew Collar's podcast again today, Purple Insider, and he thought, like, you know, game of the week, game of the year, like, it's really not that big for chances. Now the Bills can't win the AFC East if they lose,
and they will definitively that clinches on Sunday if they lose,
right?
Like, it's all over. There's no coming back from another loss to New England,
right? It's wild card or bust. I mean, that makes it pretty big. Like, you have,
sure,
the division is on the line.
It really depends on how much you are invested in them still striving for that and or the one seed. You know, and you can't even exactly just connect the two, because Denver is looming there too at 11-2, right? So you have to pass a couple teams. You know, obviously you can't catch Denver without passing New England, but there's two teams that have to stumble here. And you know, Denver stumbling wouldn't be shocking to me. A lot of their games have been close. They've had some very good fortune along the way, more so than New England, I would say, by a lot. New England mostly has benefited from a pretty cake schedule, but they've won a lot of games pretty comfortably, enough that you know, I just feel like I don't expect them to just fall apart or anything. Like, I think Denver's going to fall apart. But anyway,
dare I ask this, by the way, what if Jacksonville wins out? Could the Bills catch them even? One more team, to your Denver point.
Yeah, right.
Jacksonville plays Denver next week.
Okay.
So one of them will lose, you know, you would think.
Yeah. What comes first there, common opponents or conference record?
Conference record.
They're 6-2. The Bills are 6-3. So
there's that.
There is that.
But either they or Denver will, unless there's a tie, lose
right,
a game.
Right, right.
I just was thinking this, though, and we did get to this earlier. So how big is it? It's big in terms of the AFC East is over if you lose. What do people call this now? A T-shirt game?
T-shirt and hat, yeah.
That's a relatively, that's a new one to me
I feel like this week was when I learned that that's what that's called. I immediately knew what it meant when I saw it in reference to the Patriots. I went, oh, that's what we call that now? I guess the Bills have been in T-shirt. They had a T-shirt and hat game last year on December 1st when they clinched the AFC East by beating San Francisco in the snow. But I don't remember referring to it as a T-shirt and hat game. Maybe other people did that are more hip and in the know than me. Whatever. It's the first I really heard of T-shirt hat game. But anyway, that's what they're calling it.
Well, I am a, I'm excited to announce again that I'm now a New York Times guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
$1 a week. That did it for me. So I can do the crosswords and the Wordles and the connections games and all that. And I didn't realize until this afternoon, and I made a noise on the air when I thought of it, I don't have to sort of skate in some side door to get to the playoff simulator. There it is. I'm legal. If the Bills lose to New England, beat the Browns, and lose to Philadelphia, going into that Jet game, week 18, what are their playoff odds?
98%.
Correct. 98% if they go 1-2 in the next three games.
Right.
So one and two.
So how big can you really talk yourself into this game being? Which is why, to me, it's all about vibes. It's all about our mindset, our belief in them, and all that. And none of that matters because they'll probably get in no matter what. And maybe they'll have to deal with New England again. And if the Bills handle them on Sunday, you'll feel a little better about that than you would if they, you know, manage to beat the Bills, whether it's close or not. Obviously, if they stomp the Bills, that's a whole other thing. I don't expect either of these teams to do much stomping of one another on Sunday. I'm expecting another very close game like the game here was, and New England won on a late field goal. But, I think for us, we're in, you know, for better or worse, we're in the fan morale business. You know, like we talk to fans and it's largely about how are you feeling about this matchup? How are you feeling about this game or their, you know, their wide receivers or their whatever, right? Their coaching staff. And I do think it would really elevate, at least for a week. You know, there's another game after that. And if they fall flat against the Browns, you're like, oh, crisis time. But I think New England has been on such a roll, and I would like to believe that I'm going to get the Bills' best foot forward that they have. Because I think that's a prideful team. They have won the division 5 years in a row. I don't think they would really want to be the team that is on the, you know, on the other side when the T-shirts and the hats are coming out because New England has clinched the division. Like, that's been our thing. And 2 years ago, we ran Miami down. We can run you down. We're not even as far behind. Yeah, well, it's close. The Bills had a win over Miami already in that 2 years ago where they could beat them and be tied and still win the division. That's not the case because New England beat you already, but still. I would think you're going to get a very sharp, on-point Bills effort on Sunday to avoid getting swept by New England, stay alive for the division, and also just sort of remind everyone, like, hey, you know, all this talk about we're the favorites still in the AFC, here's why. And I think that should be enough. I mean, I think New England is good, but they have barely beaten the best team they played, and that's the Bills.
I think it's really similar for both teams here, apart from the details in the standings, because New England has something to prove. And if they lose, well, they won't have proved it, but they won't be dead. You know, it'll be looked at, talked about as sort of a learning game for them, probably. So it's some measure of how these two teams compare and what to expect going forward, but it's not going to really decide all of it. It will decide the division if New England wins. Matt Harmon today, reception perception, might know Matt from, you know,
numerous appearances on our shows,
being with us a few times, has a chart of the top 10 tight end yards per route seasons since 2015, with 150 routes or more. And in the last 10 years, Dalton Kincaid ranks fourth this year of all tight ends in the league. Rob Gronkowski, 2016, is first. 2019, George Kittle is second. 2019, Mark Andrews is third. Kincaid does not have the, and neither did Gronk for what it's worth, the route quantity per drop back or just overall as like Kittle or other guys on this, Kittle a couple times on this list did, or even Travis Kelce. 2020, Travis Kelce is 10th. That's as high as he gets. Yards per route run, Kincaid, 2.89. That's a big number for a tight end. It's pretty big overall. I mean, JSN, I think, is like at 4 yards per route run this year, which is crazy. And that's, of course, a wide receiver. So what you're getting here is that, well, as Matt put it, Kincaid has, quote, clearly been the Bills' most impactful pass catcher this season, end quote. The other side of that is, though, that he doesn't run that many routes. He hasn't played that many snaps.
He's not on the field that much, right.
He was coming back from injury last week, and that's to be remembered here. But I think the question is, dare I bring up, you know, pass catchers for the millionth time, but having seen this chart, it's impressive for Kincaid. Do you think the Bills will or should go further with him? Like, more snaps, more routes. Because we know, I think we know, what the expense is of doing that. Because they want to be heavy and run it, and Kincaid doesn't really align with that. He's not slight, but he's not Hawes for one guy. You know, he's not...
Right. No, he's not...
He's not going to be in your power formation.
He's not... You can work with him in three tight end sets, but the other two are the heavy lifters. You know, the season began with a lot of that, and he was really good. That Baltimore game, remember, right away, he's like blocking a guy right out of bounds, and we were talking about like, oh, he's bigger and stronger. Look, he's gonna he listened to them, and then, you know, the injuries bug started, and I think his usage is as much, I mean, I don't know. They probably would never give you a straight answer if they were directly asked in a public setting, you know, McDermott or Bean, I suppose, but it's more a McDermott or I guess a Joe Brady question. I feel like his playtime is perhaps as much load management as it is formational, like what they want to be about. I feel like he's so effective that it would be almost derelict to not want to use him more. I think they want to be careful about using him more because he's valuable and they want to just keep it on a pitch count because they know he's vulnerable to getting dinged. He's had just different things like really all year and going back to last year. So it's a great sign that the hamstring is no longer bothering him. It's not even listed on the injury report anymore. And he got through last week and looked, yeah, he looked fine. I was really worried about what kind of form he might be in by game time last Sunday after what he looked like early in the week with the big brace on and everything. It was like, wow, this is not encouraging. But, you know, he made some really nice plays in that game. And he had a big game against New England back in week 5. He had 6 for 108 against New England. Didn't get in the end zone, but I feel like them not using him more is to protect him as much as it's the, you know, we want to run all this stuff. Because I think if they wanted to use him more, they would throw to him more out of three tight ends even. Because that should be, that is in theory the real advantage of having him in the first place. Go back to the draft pick, right? We're going to get two guys on the field that are tight ends. You're going to have to risk, it's going to look like run, but we're going to catch you in a matchup. Man, you put Hawes and Knox and he on the field, maybe even Gilliam too for effect, and run Kincaid down the seam. Like, I feel like that's a win for me. So
it sounds like I'm the Steelers now, though.
I know, but I just think they're not using him as much. More, it's not philosophical. I think it's more health. But I could. That's just a guess on my part, really. It's more I want to have faith that they would want to use him, recognizing how effective and dangerous he is when he's on the field, that they would use it more if they trusted it. And
well, he's kind of always been, would you say, part-time this year, though?
Yeah.
Last game is off the injury, so I wouldn't want to overread it. But it's always been the kind of this thing with Kincaid where, like, they sort of work him in.
That's why I think that. I think even in weeks when he's not on the injury report or not coming off something or anything, I think they're just being careful, which is not a great thing going. If I'm right, that's not great going forward. You know, like if that's a guy you want to commit to, fifth-year option, whatever, right, second contract. If you're into year three of his career and you're already, you know, in a place where, again, if I'm correct with what I'm asserting here, where you're load managing him, that might not age well at all.
We talked about the fifth-year option for a minute recently. What are the odds right now that they do that? 90? Is that high? It might depend on what happens, but that's why I'm asking now. Like, we don't know what's going to happen. If he goes down again.
I feel like that might be high because let's see what happens from now through hopefully February. Does he play them all? Right? Can they lean into him because they've been saving him and they're going to use him even more? And maybe some of this three tight end passing stuff will come back and be a part of what they do because they trust him. He's healthy, and if he can finish the year without, you know, limping around, then it might get a little easier to say, well, at least for now, let's do the fifth-year option. We then still have the option to do a contract extension. But if he you know, doesn't make it through and plays, you know, misses time or, again, only playing him 30% of the snaps or something because they are worried about his health, that's not a guy I'd want to make a commitment to. I'd want to use that to my advantage as much as I can right now. And then probably make a cold, calculated business decision about it down the road when I have to. That's how I would view it.
That'll be interesting. I mean, it's a first-round pick, and maybe it depends on how he holds up physically, what happens here between now and the end, whether they win as a team. You know, if you win, I think maybe saying yes to a lot of these ideas is easier.
Right.
If you do. Hunter Henry, the tight end on the other side here on Sunday, you're a big Hunter Henry guy, I think. Had a couple of catches in the first meeting, and he's been around a long time. He's had a pretty good career, Hunter Henry.
If by big Hunter Henry guy you mean have confused him with Austin Hooper and maybe some other tight end for their entire careers, then yeah, that's me.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't know who he is?
I know who he is now because he's on New England. But mostly, were they even on the same team at one time?
Well, they are now.
Oh, okay. There it is. Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know about before. Is Dalton Kincaid the skeleton key for the Bills offense? 803-0550 is the number. What does he have catches-wise this year? I mean, he's been hurt, which is always, you know, a possibility. But maybe they can get more out of him than they've gotten. Kincaid has 33 catches in his 9 games this year for 489 yards. Yards per reception is pretty good. 803-0550 for your calls. Bulldog might have made history today. I'm not sure. I didn't ask you at the time. Was today the first time in your life? I want to guess no, because you ran a pizza place. Is today the first time in your life that you ate anchovies?
Probably not. They probably have been slipped to me the way that you slipped them to me before. But I wouldn't put it
hiding
past,
in
I wouldn't put
a
it past,
sauce.
Well, yeah, like at a restaurant or even, I don't know that my wife would try to do that. But, you know, she might.
A good restaurant Caesar salad has anchovies, if not anchovy paste.
Right. Well, that Caesar salad we had.
That's right.
We were on your birthday dinner.
Okay,
had that.
Well,
and that, so definitely.
It's not even your first time eating anchovies around me.
No, that's right. We just a few weeks ago.
How about this together, 23 but, years in?
But this guy made me lunch today.
I cooked for Bulldog.
He made me lunch.
Well.
It did take a while. I was starving in here Tuesday and Wednesday during the show.
Okay.
Because you promised. You said you were bringing this dish you were making, and then 2 days in a row you didn't.
So I didn't make it until last night.
I was weak.
I didn't cook
I was weak
for-
yesterday. I said wrong the last 2 days in the 6 o'clock hour, you know, I that's my get out of jail free card. I was tired.
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
Yeah,
I didn't cook for you. I cooked for myself and my family,
and saved some for me.
I saved some for you because it was the kind of dish I felt like my wife and daughter would not eat. I mean, my wife's a vegetarian, so she's not eating chicken with chicken stock and anchovies, obviously. My daughter just would decide not to like it without even trying it. And so my son loved it. Now, he almost ate the whole amount, so I couldn't bring you any.
I would have accepted that as as an outcome, just so you know. I mean, I would not have been down on you if he liked it so much that he ate it all. But it was not. It was very. It was a very effective portion size too. It was
good.
Like the perfect amount for a pre-show meal.
And I made sure to sit in here while you ate so that, I knew you would eat it. So there was no, I hate this, but I don't want this to be awkward.
I hope you appreciate it, too. You brought a very nice, takeaway container.
Yes.
It's not a Tupperware, but it's whatever. It's glass, but it's the same concept.
Glass.
Right?
Only the best.
I did not microwave it in that dish.
You could have.
I know I could have. But sometimes this is more with the plastic containers than the glass containers. Like the plastic, you microwave something like that in a plastic container, and it just feels to me like it's very hard to get it completely clean again.
Okay.
And I just didn't want anything to. I just like let me just dump this in a dish that I can microwave here and clean this up for you. And I did. And I tried to be considerate.
Did you get wet doing all of that with the roof leaking out there for the third day?
I did have a thought that as the it's leaking so much more than it ever has that I was mindful once I had heated the food up and was walking back here with it, I thought, what would happen if I walked close enough to that and the roof dripped into the food?
Hmm.
What I'm going to say to you, I'm sorry, I've got roof leak water in the...
Yeah, you can't eat
it. I'm going to go ahead and not eat this. I'm sorry. Thank you for bringing it.
That might be worse than picking it up off the floor.
But no, I don't believe I got wet.
Good. John is with us. Hello, John.
Hey, how you doing? I'm calling about Kincaid. I personally think we should pick up the fifth-year option. Most of the time, tight ends take, a good 2 to 3 years to really settle in. And even
good
with
point.
The injuries, I think they're doing the right thing. By, if they pick up the fifth-year option on that guy, I think he's a good player. I think that, we're doing the right thing trying to protect his health over the long run. And if we keep him on this team for a good 5-10 years even, we could get some production out of him. Similar to Kelsey, down the road if he grows into the position a lot more.
Thanks, John. Yeah, the point about his inexperience is fair. It's 3 years. He's also 26 already.
He's not a super
young.
So
he's not young
for 3 years. Super young guy.
It's
part of the reason why the injury stuff is already more concerning to me than because he was the guy that didn't work out at the combine because of stuff in college. Even he didn't play a lot to begin with. There's just a lot of things there that could add up to me to proceed with caution. I think if he stays healthy through the rest of the year, I think it's almost a no-brainer. But if there's still more bumps, I don't know. I look forward to talking about it more as we go, because I've already said everything I really have to say about it. I do think it's not an easy layup to me to just do it sitting here right now today. The next 6 weeks or 2 months could really matter a lot to it.
They got to get something out of them that matters here in big games. This is my chance to point out, since we're on the subject of Dalton Kincaid's age and who plays tonight, that Kyle Pitts is a year younger than Kincaid, even though he's been in the league for two more seasons. This is his fifth year and Kincaid's third.
Right.
But he's a year younger. I don't know how that math works. weird stuff. Weird, wacky stuff.
Oh, boy.
Falcons at Bucks tonight. Again, sorry for the confusion. The line presented by FanDuel coming up at 5:49 tonight, rescheduled from earlier because of a technical matter. We've got the update next, and we'll talk some more. 803-0550 for your thoughts. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I would say for Buffalo, if they lose this game on Sunday, Buffalo has been thinking about Kansas City for the last 5 years. And in 2025, if you lose two games to the Patriots, and now you're like, oh, we didn't win the division. We're a wild card team because now the Patriots are the team in this division. Yeah, that's a real problem. They will have to reset.
If you're Buffalo, if you're that fan base, if you're that owner, the Pegulas, do you say, okay, we have to fumigate?
All right, I'm getting there. It's Michael Holly and someone else. Mike Giardi tomorrow, by the way, with us. We like Mike. But it was earlier. This is the second time today where I'm sort of like, I'm up in my chair about this game. The first was, I mean, if you're watching, you can see it. Although this is how I always sit. The first was the Diggs presser, the scrum, where he's talking about just like being an underdog and disrespected and all of this. That's coming. I mean, they're a one-point underdog despite having a two-game lead and a win over the Bills this year. Brace yourself for that if New England wins. And then it's like, I've got the accent back. I've got, you know, what happens to Buffalo. It was, people are about this to different degrees and in different ways. For me, maybe the best part of the last 5 years was not having to listen to Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at all.
Right.
Maybe about hockey. But just all those guys, no offense to Mike, or nothing personal really here. It's just all those shows, radio stuff, I mean, we were just so inferior. And then the last 5 years, it went the other way. I mean, decidedly. And I don't know. I didn't feel any real spite toward the team, but, and I have cousins who are dyed-in-the-wool Patriots fans that live in New England. Not them, but I just didn't want to hear that.
Right.
I didn't want to hear those clips. And the clips are back. Fumigate.
Yeah, right. Right. Fumigate. Yeah, I'm thinking about an interaction I had with the manager of the hotel I stayed at twice now, right near Fenway Park, right on Comm Ave, like just, you know, we're not, 2 minute walk to Fenway. We went there last November for a concert to see Sturgill Simpson at a theater at Fenway Park, and the guy checking us into the hotel was just a beauty. There was a group from Syracuse ahead of us. He saw me in a Bills hat even before this group was cleaned out, clear of his desk. Mm-hmm. And he's like, "Oh, he's yelling at me. These people are from Syracuse. And he was great. We were giving it to each other, and I'm like, I kind of like your guy, but you know, it's going to take a while. Then we saw him in the summer again.
This guy is May.
No, this guy is a guy that works at the hotel. He's a hotel manager. But he's talking up the pay. We're just giving each other grief. He's giving me grief about Brady.
Okay.
It's just trash talking. We're just two dudes. And then we saw him again in the summer. And he's like, I think, May sounds really good. And I'm like, give him another year. I think, you know, I can't. I don't know when I'll see if I'll stay in this hotel again. But I'm not eager to get an earful. Because they got us right now, at least, you know, for the time being. So I'm not going to see this guy after this game immediately, but, you know.
I'd never go back.
In my head, I can't lose two to you now. I got this guy at the hotel. Anyway, all of it, like, it's good-natured and fun when you're the team that's dominating it, right? Like, he can give me guff about Brady, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. What's going on now, buddy? Well, that didn't last that long. It did not age that well because you were already back on top of me.
I can't believe you would be in this conversation.
I know, but it was. I'm telling you, it was the most good-natured. I really liked this guy.
You were up for it.
I was up for it.
They caught you at the right time.
And it was.
Right guy, right time.
It was real, and he remembered us this summer. When he saw us coming into the hotel, like, I mean, Owen and I, we can make an impression, I think. He's like, oh, we've got Buffalo, you know. Anyway, he's in my head hearing that clip from Holly and talking about all this, like, you know, that they're on top of us.
See, you know, you're the better for it. Because I know how I would be. I got the Buffalo ID, my driver, give him my license, check us in, and he starts going in on Drake May and Allen or whatever he mm-hmm. said to you. I'd be like, okay. Where are my keys?
Yeah.
You know, just like I would not.
It might have gone differently.
Probably have engaged.
If it hadn't started with the group from Syracuse that were ahead of us. And I sort of felt like, I don't know. I don't think they recognized me as like a radio guy or anything. But I just sort of felt like, I need to stick up I need to stick up for Buffalo right now.
Okay.
So I just
you're not that big in Syracuse.
I just sort of played. It's possible they knew, but it didn't seem that way to me.
Syracuse is a Giants town.
Well, these people anyway. Were Bills fans, as it turned
okay,
out.
Okay.
But I don't know if they knew or if it maybe wasn't. You know, that,
I'm sure whatever. It's pretty split.
Yeah, but
maybe some New England too. New yeah. England fans are everywhere.
Because you're right, it's not normally a thing. Like I don't go looking for that kind of stuff.
No, I know.
But it just hit me. It just was good, and the guy ended up upgrading my wife and I to a bigger room.
See,
no charge.
There
and,
you
like,
go.
It was all good. It just was really good.
That's what you do it for.
It was a really good interaction.
If you can see, this is what I'm missing out on in life.
Yeah.
If you can get into that conversation, maybe you get an upgrade.
Yeah.
Having a fun time with the guy who's got the controls.
If I'm kind of jerky about it and just sort of shut down, like you're sort of, you know, saying you might have, then he probably doesn't click the button and go like, hey, you know what I can do for you?
I don't think it's jerky. I want to defend myself.
Okay, well, I mean, whatever. Just not engaging.
Just closed.
Yeah, right. Not engaging in it. I did, and he, you know, I'm going to get you the room with the big view of the Citgo sign. Okay, great. Thank you.
Is that right? That's what he did?
We had a huge room with like a sitting area and a huge window, and that sign was right. It's like
it's a big sign.
It was right there. It was amazing. It was really, really cool. Yeah.
This will be the fourth meeting between Josh Allen and Drake May. The second of the previous three was week 18 last year when they each played for a minute. Allen played one play and handed off, right?
Yep.
And May played a series, perhaps,
I think
three
that's
plays,
right. Yep.
And left, if it was even that. So the game goes down in their stats as, you know, win or loss. The Bills won the game. No, the Patriots won the game with Joe Milton, which cost them the number one overall pick. That's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a loss on Allen's career, even though he didn't do anything. There was a regular season game here last year that was competitive. That May started for the Patriots, and then there's the game here this year that the Patriots won, which I was at, right on the Patriot sideline, or, you know, three rows.
From right, the, very close.
From the sideline.
Yep.
Around fans who are giving it to Stephon Diggs.
A Diggs observation deck.
Which does not work. Speaking of engaging with people.
Yeah, don't do that.
You can engage with all the hotel managers you want. Maybe you get an upgrade.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Yeah, he is Sitco side.
He really was not going to harm the Bills.
He was just going to make it worse for people who were right. Ragging on him.
Right.
Don't you? You got to know what people are like. I forgot the word. Happy fun ball. Taunt. Don't taunt happy fun ball. If I've ever said anything important that you've taken to heart, this is it. Mm-hmm. Don't taunt happy fun ball. Don't taunt Stephon Diggs. Don't give him anything, any fuel, any incentive, any extra. Do not give him anything.
That's its own thing, right? That was like I'm thinking of Bag of Glass, and that's a different skit, right?
It's a different skit. SNL, Happy Fun Ball was a commercial.
Right, right.
Which is like, you know, it's
Bag of Glass Hooks. Was a skit with Dan Aykroyd, yeah.
Yeah, this is a little later. Jan Hooks, Phil Hartman, Dana Carvey, just like dressed as kids, playing with a ball, and then there were like a laundry list of all the things
right.
You should not do.
And maybe like shrapnel flies out of it at one point.
It's
or something.
Basically like every drug ad now.
Right.
Hey, here's a drug. Go talk to your gastroenterologist. Like we've all got one of those. And then here are 16 things that are bad for you that could happen. The lawyers have gone to work. And then at the end of the list, they say, and there's more that we don't have time for. Every drug ad, which of course there's one in every commercial break on every show you watch. Those just, it's just like,
yeah.
I mean, I appreciate you hearing me out on this stuff. You're sick of it by now, probably, because all I do is complain about the drug ads and how ridiculous, arcane they are. I'm sure every one of them, somebody's got that. Somebody has moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. And that's exactly how they would describe themselves, as having moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. What's going on with your skin? I've got moderate to severe. Do not, next time just cut me off. I go insane at these commercials. I'd rather listen to Troy Aikman talk about fourth down. I think. I know I would. I can use that.
Sure.
I can use that. Unlike.
Poor Troy Aikman.
You know, well, no, not, he gets $1 million a game.
I still really
get, like, get like online. Troy Aikman, so.
You're just landing punch after punch on Troy Aikman, and I just,
like, okay, well,
I'm gonna stick up for him a little.
There's one thing I'll say I like. You want something I like about him?
No.
You'd rather just
no. Go ahead.
Consider
I'm just,
me.
I'm just kidding around. Go ahead.
What did you say before? Jerky for not engaging with the hotel guy, or one-way traffic on Troy Aikman? I saw this from somebody else, and I couldn't disagree with it. Maybe I wanted to, but I couldn't. Those two. Seem like they like each other. Like there's sort of a connection with Buck and Aikman that I think is probably real.
Yeah.
And with Aikman, if this is not the same point, he, I don't think, takes himself too seriously. Like he when he makes all these points, mm-hmm. quote points about strategy, he, and this can either amuse me or make me feel worse, but he'll refer to how, like, I know I'm going to get destroyed for this.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He kind of maybe knows he's wrong, but doesn't want to give in. And there's something about that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what his motivation is there, and I don't know. My antenna aren't up about it as much because I've grown to like him. And so, if that's your default setting, you're probably not going to notice the things that could would annoy you. But the overall point, the reason I like him now, so I've always kind of liked him. But I think this point about he and Buck is exactly right, because Buck used to drive me crazy, and now I don't even care about wide open anymore from him.
What about As Good As It Gets?
You're right, but it has never stood out to me.
It will now.
But the two of them, I think the taking yourself seriously thing is the key. I think they have mellowed as they've gotten older since they've been at ESPN, that I feel like they're a much more comfortable listen together. And I really appreciate how they work together. I just think it's a good team. So they've gotten to the point where I don't even mind the things that used to drive me nuts about them, because overall it's a win. Sort of like when Brett Musburger was still going and he botched the name of somebody, be like, I don't even care. It's Brett Musburger. Like, I'm sort of there with Buck and Aikman at this point. Like, I just like hearing them together.
Interesting.
I think it's a really good team.
Plus, Buck and Kevin Burkhardt do that thing where they open a conversation on camera and then they go to their partner and then they look back at the camera and sort of give you this weird smile. I'm all team Dave Pash when it comes to this.
And
I work with Dave, he was this way. And 25 years later, he's still this way. He never looks back at the camera after he tosses to his partner. You know what he does like a normal person?
He looks at
his partner.
Right.
When they're talking, like he's listening to them. Try that.
The Burkhardt is now the new top offender of wide open.
Oh, it's top of his lungs.
He cannot. He has to say it. I mean, absolutely has to say it. Wide open and pushed out of bounds at the 31. Like, someone's close enough to him that you don't even get wide open out of your mouth before you're telling us he's pushed out of bounds. So how wide open was he? Exactly. Think about what you're saying. Open is okay. Yep. Open works. You can say open receiver at the 31. No, wide open. He's hammered by three guys immediately. That is therefore exactly contrary to wide open, Kevin. Stop it. See, this still drives me crazy, but Buck has got to get out of jail free card on it now. I'm okay with, I don't know, never mind.
You're not getting me to do Sky Rizzi and Kevin Burkhardt in the same segment. The Line, presented by FanDuel, is next on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.